Minister, last week saw a major government kite-flying exercise of leaks from within on the issue of MICA redress prior to the publication of the working group report on the grant scheme. Well, Minister, I can tell you that they went down like the Titanic in Donegal, and I'm sure it was the same in Mayo, Sligo, Clare and Tipperary and other affected counties. It served only to enrage the people in my constituency who have sincerely engaged with the processes put in place by the Minister for Housing. And I have to agree with the MICA group homeowners who have refused to sign off on Friday's report. It's a nothing report, a sham, a rehash of previous analysis. And as Eileen Doherty, a campaigner's representative, said, the objective of the working group was to make a number of recommendations to the Minister as to how these issues could be addressed. Nowhere in that document do I see any recommendations. And she's right. It appears now that this was just another disingenuous, can-kicking exercise, disrespectful to my constituents in Donegal and those others from around the country. And then last night we have the Housing Minister writing to the opposition seeking our views, and I quote, to help inform a political consensus on the matter involved. He, nor your government as a whole, have ever shown the slightest bit of interest in any of our ideas. You have treated opposition ideas, proposals and suggestions on all topics with the belligerence and contempt that stems from an unfounded confidence bordering on the arrogance. It is disingenuous bullshit to send that letter out to us. As an example, during the recent pandemic, the biggest crisis our country has ever faced, your government, after an initial flurry of cross-party briefings, failed to follow through and involve or keep opposition representatives properly informed. The approach of government was insincere then, and this time is no different. A sickeningly transparent PR stunt, but no one is falling for it. My deepest regret and disappointment is that you would do this on the backs of the people who are suffering. People who have seen their homes demolished, people who are watching their life savings and their life dreams crumble before their eyes, people who are living in constant anxiety and fear for the safety of their children and what the future holds for them in a MICA-riddled home and no hope of a resolution. Do you understand the impact that the lack of hope has on people's mental health and well-being? Lives are being destroyed in Donegal. So, Minister, my question is this, and I'd ask that you keep your answer concise and to the point. Has your government made provision for full MICA redress in next week's budget? Thank you.
Before I call the Minister, can I just say that notwithstanding the fact that people can be angry and frustrated by events, we should try and adhere to the use of proper parliamentary language. Minister.
Deputy, I can understand the anger and the frustration in the that many, many families have in relation to watching their homes literally crumble, having spent life savings in terms of building those homes. And the government is going to respond to this issue. We don't have a final report from the Minister for Housing yet in government, but we will have in the coming weeks. It's a matter for the Minister for Public Expenditure and the Housing Minister and the government more generally to decide how we plan for that in the context of the budget. I'm not going to speak in detail about the budget today because it wouldn't be appropriate. But we have gone through a process here as a government. Many ministers have visited Donegal and indeed other counties that are impacted by MICA. I believe that the Housing Minister is taking this incredibly seriously. I think that the financial package that will be put together by and approved by government in time will be one of the largest financial support packages ever announced in relation to anything. So we need to get it right, and we need to listen to people. And we have tried to listen to people and take on board different views. I think that the letters that have been sent to opposition spokespeople asking for their input is a genuine effort to try to get all-party consensus in terms of how we can provide a financial support package here for families involved. And you can dismiss that as a PR exercise if you want to. But I think it is. If you're going to spend or bring to government a package that involves the kind of expenditure that I expect we will see in the coming weeks, you do try to build consensus around that if you can, so that this issue doesn't become an unnecessary political point of contention. And I've heard many people in this House speak about MICA on both sides, and there is equally strong feelings on both sides of this House. Nobody has a monopoly of either wisdom or compassion here for the families that have had their lives turned upside down by the mica crisis that they're facing in their homes. So what I'll tell you is that my understanding is that there is unlikely to be a package brought to government on this before the budget. My understanding is that it's probably a few weeks away yet. But I can assure you that this is something that the government has committed to dealing with head on, working with families and communities on, and opposition parties on, to try to make sure that we get what will be a hugely expensive but necessary support package for families and individuals that have been impacted by the mica crisis. That we will approve that in the next few weeks. I don't have an exact date for you, but people aren't going to have to wait too much longer actually see the detail of that.
Deputy Pringle.
Minister, maybe I've lack of experience or whatever is showing this, but I thought the budget laid out what the government intends to spend money on over the next year or that. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But so the budget is the deadline, as I can see it, for what's happening here with Jamaica. And what I can see happening is kicking the can down the road. This arrives last night from us. And then we had the report of the working group on defective concrete blocks published last week, which basically is pages and pages of nothing. It doesn't make any recommendations. It doesn't do anything. And the Jamaica homeowners were right not to sign off on it and not to agree to it, because there's nothing in it to agree in relation to anyway. Now, the homeowners are coming down here again on Friday to have a march and to put their case again, once again, to government. The working group has failed, and this letter now is coming out to us, asking us to do costings for it and provide costings where the government says they can't provide costings, but we're expected to provide costings. So you need to put these families at rest. You need to tell them that there's going to be dealt with. This has been kicked down the road. It's dragging on. It's been extended for weeks. The working group was extended from the end of July to the beginning of September,
end of
September. Now that everything's put back further, you need to end this for the people and let them know that something's going to be done.
Minister.
No, Deputy, I hear you on that. And, at the last meeting of the working group, which was held on the 29th of September, Minister O'Brien thanked the working group for their engagement and involvement in the process over the past number of months. And in particular, the Minister acknowledged the stress and hardship which affected homeowners and assured them that enhancements would be made to the scheme. The working group submitted the final report to the Minister on the 30th of September. Minister O'Brien, building on the June 2021 Dáil motion, has written, as you said, to opposition motion spokespeople to try to ensure that we fully understand their input as well. But can I say the working group has not failed. The working group and the report that they've put together has informed the minister and his department as they finalise a proposal to bring to government. That's what's happening now. I can commit, as others from government have, to families that in the next few weeks, the Minister for Housing will bring a comprehensive proposal to government for sign-off, which will involve an enormous amount of public money to support families that have been impacted in an absolutely terrible way by mica. That is something that the government will deliver on. In relation to how that's dealt with in the context of the budget next week, that's a matter for the Minister for Public Expenditure and the Minister for Finance.